الحمد لله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بيو. On this beautiful Monday morning, the 3rd of November 2025, corresponding with the 12th of Jamadul Ula 1447, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Saleem Kareem family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Jumad al-Ula 1447. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence the 28th part of the Noble Qur'an. We know that there are 30 parts in the Noble Qur'an. On Saturday we completed the 27th part. It's only with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. Allah Jalla Wala accept it out of His infinite grace and mercy and make us from His accepted servants. Ameen, ameen, ameen. So today we are focusing on chapter 58, Suratul Mujadala Madaniyah. So what does this mean? Mujadala means when a person has a discussion or a debate and so forth. So you will understand the significance of it when I explain to you the Sababun Nuzul, why these verses were revealed initially and so forth and so on. Secondly, you should know that this is the only surah and chapter in the entire Quran Sharif, in the 114 chapters. Third chapter, chapter 58, in every verse you will find the word Lafzul Jalala, Allah's name there. In all the verses, so how many verses there are? There are 22 verses in this surah and chapter. So every verse you will find the honorable Mubarak name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is a unique feature and distinction of this particular surah. You won't find that in any other surah of the Noble Quran. So as we go along, you will see that is how it goes. So 22 verses, and remember that every verse contains and comprises the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and it was revealed after the migration to Medina Munawwara. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very gracious, very merciful. We explained that to you many a time in the past. Now these first two verses which we are discussing today, so we should understand that what actually is the background and circumstances. So there is a married couple there in Medina Munawwara. So the husband's name is Aus bin Samit. Aus bin Samit with the sword. And the wife's name is Khawla Aysa'alaba. But actually her full name, if you look at it, is Khawla bint Malik. You see that? And then that Malik is the one of Sa'alaba and so forth. So you must remember, but she was known as Khawla bint Sa'alaba and so forth. So now that this husband of hers made zihar with her. Zihar is something that is a practice and custom tradition of the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, where he, the husband, told his wife, Anti alayya ka zahri ummi. You are upon me like the back of my mother. How I can't touch the back of my biological mother with lust, with passion, with desire, and so forth. So now I can't touch you as well. So in the pre-Islamic days, when a person made such statement, it was constituted as a divorce, and now finished, the marriage was terminated. So she, this lady, Khawla, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ خَوْلَ. For you women, you're always looking for new names. So this is an excellent name to keep for your daughter, your granddaughter. And remember, خَوْلَ, K-A-A-W-L-A-H. خَوْلَ means a beautiful gazelle. You see that? And nowadays the meaning will be a lady who's very, very elegant and very, very beautiful. So خَوْلَ in Sahabiya's name. Such a Mubarak, honorable lady. Allah spoke of her in the beginning of the 28th juz, the 28th part of the noble Quran. Allah spoke of her in the beginning of chapter 58. And that is Khawla bint Malik. You must remember, has been Salabah. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. So now she came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that I have small children. My husband did not utter the word of talaq and divorce and so forth. So now, according to, if you're going to apply the laws of jahiliya, it means my marriage is terminated. So whenever you discuss issues regarding the days of ignorance, the days of jahiliya, so either Islam abolished it completely, or Almighty Allah brought about reforms to it. And Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained it in detail. So that is what happened in this case here. So Islam brought about reforms in it regarding Khawla Sa'alaba radiallahu anha, you see. So that is what we should understand here. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses after she, Khawla radiallahu anha, complained to him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a time you will see people omit the name of their father and then they go to their grandfather or great-grandfather and so forth. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Anan Nabiyu La Kadib. I am the true Nabi, Prophet, Messenger of Almighty Allah. La Kadib. I am not an imposter. Anabnu Abdul Muttalib. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. But we know that Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the son of Abdullah, and Abdullah's father is Abdul Muttalib. So therefore, to do that is totally permissible in Islam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But everybody knows him, but that's not his proper name. Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal Shaybani, rahimahullah. Abdul Qadir Hussein. So now, but that's not the proper full name. So Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein. So you see, so in Islam, to do these type of things are totally correct. You must remember that. So now her story, her incident, Sayyida Khawla radiallahu anha. One day she is down outside and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is going with his entourage and she stops Sayyidina Umar and she's giving advices to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the people are wondering now why Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen is making us wait here and listening to this old lady. So she's the one, she told Umar, la tahurrannak. Don't get deceived with all these big titles people are giving you. Today they're calling you Amirul Mu'mineen, they're calling you Abu Hafs, they're calling you Das, calling you big Hazrat and all that. I know you when you were a very young boy, Ya Umair. So remember your past also. And don't get deceived with what is happening now or in the future. Always think of your past, and we made mistakes, we committed sins. So may Allah forgive us. So somebody said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you waiting for this lady so long and speaking to her? He said, she is the lady, Allah heard her directly. Well, Umar will not hear her. So imagine how eminent, how illustrious the Sahaba, male and female were. Remember that Sayyida Khawla radiallahu anha, the lady of elegance and grace and beauty and so forth. At that time she was old, obviously. So قَدَ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي قَدْ, definitely, positively, surely, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ, indeed, surely, definitely, Allah heard. قول التي, the speech of a lady. Who's a lady? Khawla. Khawla binti Malik. You see that? And then Thalaba like that. So قول التي, the speech of a lady. تجادلك في زوجها. That she was pleading with you, Ya Rasulullah, regarding her husband. That how can our marriage be finished? Husband did not say talaq in words like that. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And she complained to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you tell us what must we do in this case here. I have small children, and this husband here, he uttered these words of zihar. Zihar means the back, B-A-C-K. That you see, Quran Kareem uses it. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ زَهْرَكَ. So there the word zahar. So zahar is the verb, and zihar will be the verbal noun. So it must what we call. So then, now, Allah, please, I beg you that solve this problem for me. A lady crying, begging, pleading, Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا. And Almighty Allah heard their speech. You see that, both of them. What they are saying, the husband say, I said this, the wife say, I heard this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the case, and now waiting for wahi and revelation, the final verdict of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Verily Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah's all-embracing, all-encompassing knowledge. Now, this thing that they had in Jahiliyyah in the pre-Islamic days, the marriage is terminated. Oh, now this lady here, what will happen to her? So Allah Ta'ala is telling them, you, the husbands who uttered these words, you are guilty of committing a major, major crime. الذين يظاهرون منكم من نسائهم. Remember, it's only one way. The husband does that with his wife. And in those days, it's not the wife does it with the husband. So الذين يظاهرون. And those husbands who commit and say the words of zihar, they're saying that أنتي عليك زهري أمي. You are haram upon me and unlawful for me, like the back of my mother. So الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ. That from you, the husbands, and you said those words to your wives. مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. So they are not your mothers. By you saying that doesn't mean they become your mother. So remember then, who is your mother? So Allah says, إِنْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَدْنَهُمْ. Your mother is only the one who gave birth to you. She is your biological mother. Therefore, today, surrogate motherhood. Therefore, today, you must remember that when a divorce, talaq, Allah forbid, takes place, now the women who are divorced or their family, they want to go and change the surname now from the father's name to the mother's name. In Islam, people who do that, you're telling the world, that remember, my children are illegitimate and haram children. So the lineage must go to the father and not to the mother. So Islam is there to protect the rights of people, male, female, adult children and babies who are born and unborn. So that is Islam. So your mother is only the one who gave birth to you. And remember that we speak of halal, marriage, nikah and so forth. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا. And they verily, these husbands, by these utterances of theirs, that they said that now their wife is haram upon them, like how the mother is haram for them, for pleasure and lust and desires and passion and so forth. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ. So this is a speech that is munkar, that is something unfair, unjust, remember that. Wazura, and total fabrication, remember that. It has no place in Islam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. And Almighty Allah is of forgiving, and Allah Ta'ala is ghafoor. Forever and ever Allah will forgive. So what is the difference between afuun and ghafoor? So Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked, him Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I know it's Laylatul Qadr and it is the night of majesty, destiny, which I should read, then he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed her that you must read, O Siddiqa, O Aisha. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahumma afuun, ya Allah, you are of forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa, you love forgiving. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. Fa'afu anna, forgive us. So afuun means that Allah forgives and Allah Ta'ala removes it. You must remember from the book of deeds and expunges it. So see the glory, the beauty, the style of the noble Quran. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ الْعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. So Allah is Ghafoor. So afuun of forgiving, and it's expunged from the book of deeds. And Ghafoor, Allah Ta'ala is very, very forgiving. And he makes satar, he covers it also. In this world, every day we are committing sins. In one day, in one week, we commit 1,000, in one month, million sins. And how many sins we are committing? Daily, all of us today who are sane and mature, we are sinners. Kullukum khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Open Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad, you will find it there. The best of you are those, when you realize that you're a sinner, you make sincere tawbah and repent. So one is to ask Allah for forgiveness, and one is, Allahumma sitruk ya Rab. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, cover and conceal our vices and sins. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. So these words, when you translate it in English, they seem very similar. Therefore, we have to explain them in detail to show you the difference. Now, how will this couple, where the husband uttered these words of zihar, reconcile? So inshallah, that we will do tomorrow and explain to you. Therefore, you husbands today who call your wives mummy, mummy and all that, I know some people, we're not saying that your wife is haram for you, but munasib nahi hai is not a suitable term to use for your wife. You should call your wife popi, honey, darling, sweetheart, jalebi, words like that. You see that? Mary Jaan, you see, in Urdu they say Mary Jaan, that you are my life and so forth. So use affectionate names, but don't use the word mummy and all that. Your marriage is still valid, even if you use the word mummy, but it doesn't behove a person to use that word. Your mother is one only, you must remember, and that is your mother who gave birth to you, and she has a special status and a rank in Islam. So all this we should remember and take cognizance of. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 12 Jumad al-Ula, 1447. And now we are presenting to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Our Hamas handed over 3 more bodies, you understand, to the Israelis, the Jutlas and Haramis, and those who are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. And today they will take it for forensic testing day, you understood, in Tel Aviv or wherever they take them, to see that whose are these people and so forth. So how many bodies are in the possession of these Jutlas, in the possession of the Hamas? So 11 more bodies are still remaining and so forth and so on. So now Netanyahu, the war criminal, says that in the Haaretz newspaper, that leak that came out that our people, our police, our people in jail are torturing and persecuting and raping the Palestinians in Sidi Samin. You see that? That is the notorious prison, is one of the worst diplomatic lapses. Now Israel against disgraced, humiliated in the entire wide world, you must remember. So Allah has his own system. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, he does not make a noise. And Allah says in chapter 7, verse 167, ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب. That surely, definitely, Allah Jalla Wala punish them, the Jutlas and the Jews, and those Zionists who are with them, and so forth, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ till the day of justice, مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ with the worst type of punishment. And you can see it, how humiliated they are. Three more stories, you must remember, Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security, Police, Pakka Harami, super terrorist he is. He was found guilty of terrorism in the Israeli court, something very, very rare, you must know that as well. Now he says, yes, we expected it, because the way he's telling his police and security personnel to treat the Palestinians, so now Hamas will also retaliate against the hostages. So what you expect? If you rape my brother, my sister, and who have you, and so forth, and we have your people, so we have to do something also. We don't go and rape them or burn them or those as you are doing, but we will give them few smacks and so on, so forth. You must remember that. So we can't be sitting folded arms. So they're 100% justified in doing that. And then the next one, you must remember, Israel is mulling. They're thinking about allowing certain international journalists to enter Gaza. More than 2 years they haven't allowed. But how will they allow them, those international journalists, to enter Gaza al-Mubarakah with escort of the Israeli army and police and all? So they can only go to some designated places where Israel and the Israeli diaper force, they call them defense force, we call it diaper force, because they wear 3, 4, 5 diapers. They just see Hamas and then they busy, you see that, messing their pants and underpants and everything, the haramis. So you must remember that they won't show them those places where they committed the murder, massacres and so forth. So go to hell, Israel, and you Zionists, you are the scum of the earth, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys and donkeys and dogs. All these words are mentioned in the Noble Quran regarding you Jutlas and Jews. Go and read chapter number 5, verse number 60. Go and read chapter 62, verse number 5. Go and read chapter number 7, verse 176, and you will find all that there. Big problem in Iran. Iran is shortage of water, drinking water. They say in 2 weeks' time that there will be hardly drinking water available in Tehran and such places. So the acute shortage. Allah have mercy. You know, imagine the men, the women, the children, and the animals, and the toddlers, and so forth. So always when a country, a place, faced with such, you understand, problems, then read, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, this in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, send your rain upon us, send your mercy upon us, and make abundant istighfar. Every day, every night, they busy with their muta and prostitution, which they legalized, and they gave it the Islamic term of muta. Khomeini, la'anatullahi alayhi, Allah's curse be upon him, said in his book, which I have, Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. So when you promote all these haram things, you swear, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu majma'in. So what do you really expect? You must remember, Allah ki lati be awaze, Allah stick does not make noise. So you kuffar shias, you better wake up and make sincere tawbah and public tawbah. Last week I carried a story for you, Junaid Mota, if you remembered, that I told you that they were transporting and transferring monkeys, you see, from one place to another in America. And then that van or that truck or what have you, that it met up in an accident, it somersaulted, and 3 monkeys escaped. So yesterday one lady saw this big monkey and is coming towards her house and the children. She took out her revolver or what, you understand, her AK-47 or whatever she possessed, and she shot the monkey dead. But now we want to know which monkey she shot, you understand. Did she shoot Trump or she shot the other monkey? You say, no, they said it wasn't Trump, it was the other monkey. You know, Trump told us they shot him there by his ear and all that, to make the American people fools and sympathize with him. all cooked up stories, messes are asses, you see. Today they hate him for his policies of migration and tariffs and all these things there, supporting Israel, while the people there in America, some of them don't have food. And remember that they are struggling, millions of people and so forth. So therefore, the whole American foreign policy stinks from Washington right to Tel Aviv. And we must name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember that. Russia is beating Ukraine and Donetsk, you see, the one of the major cities, they have encircled it. And today, Monday, is day number 1348. 1,348 days since Putin attacked, you must remember, Ukraine, and his advantage Russia, advantage Putin, from Russia with love, you see that. So America is losing, Europe is losing, NATO is losing, and all these haramis are losing. So very good, we support Putin, you see that. We must have some haramis. Yesterday in Tokyo, the capital of Japan, they had a big anniversary. You see, when they were placing and, you know, making their railway tracks and lines and all that. So in 1929, they used such that all the lines must pass via Tokyo, because that was the Merkez, the headquarters. So therefore, yesterday they had a big, big celebration anniversary. If you go to Japan and Tokyo and that which we've been, you won't find one leaked tap, you see that. You won't find a piece of paper there on the street. You know, when you travel, so, and or you go buy things in the shop, they are so respectful. Our Muslim countries, Arab countries must implement this. They will never touch your hand. You put the money in a tray, and the change they'll give you also in a tray. So there is no physical contact with the same gender or the opposite gender. When you travel on the bullet for the train, you find that they have eastern toilets, low toilets with water and everything. You go to our Muslim countries, you go to Medina Munawara airport, new airport, and go see their toilets. These Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafirs got no brains, you know. So that instead of coming out park and clean from the toilets, you'll come out now park. So how many times I complained to them and told them that don't you even have sense, that how are you on your new toilet, new airport, and see your toilets? It's a stinking toilet, you must remember. What they bothered is Wahhabis and Najdis and Kafirs, you must remember. The regime. Regime is anti-Islam, definitely anti-Islam. Tomorrow is the big elections day in New York. One side is Mamdani and the other side is Kumu, whatever, Pakka, Jutla, Pakka, favor of Israel and them. But Mamdani is winning, you see, the majority of the Muslims, non-Muslims are voting for him. If he becomes the mayor tomorrow, then remember that Trump and them will be very, very upset. He said that if Netanyahu lands here in New York, JFK Airport, you say, me, I lock him up. So he's making some very good signs, but that does not make him a Muslim. Remember that certain things he said and he did and all that can't be not Muslim like that. He got Muslim name, yes, but not a Muslim in our understanding. Okay, Venezuela, because now America is threatening them, the big bully, you see. So BB for Trump and them, big bully. And for Sahim Netanyahu, Netanyahu, BB, you see. So you call him BB. Because why? So because he's a Pakka Harami and a war criminal. So Venezuela is seeking aid from China, Russia, Iran. Please send us your arms. Personnel we have, but America is threatening us and they want to bring about regime change. So you must get involved, Russia, China, all that. So it would be very good if they get involved and so forth. Iran, the foreign minister said, and we agree with him, will not stop uranium enrichment. You see that? They'll continue enriching the uranium, even if the Israelis and Americans and Europe are very upset. Tell them to go to hell, you must remember. You know, there in Paris, in Paris, so these guys, they went. In less than 4 minutes, 5 minutes, they pulled off such a heist that $102 million, you must remember, of artifacts and what have you, they took away from there. Anyway, then now majority of them are arrested And when they look at them, they see that these guys were not really professional, they were amateurs. They left so many telltale signs there and so forth. Now imagine if amateurs could pull off a job like this, and two of them had criminal records also. So what about professionals and so forth? There's a further indictment upon them and so forth. But where are all the jewels? They haven't found that. So some of them, these people, they dropped it by mistake. But the majority, still they don't know where it is. So France, you understand, Paris, big mess there. And this guy Macron, only 11% of the voters and people there in France are in favor of him. The lowest for any French leader for the past 50 years. So they're all haramis. This whole democratic system, elections, is not worth the paper on which they are, you understand, written. Afghanistan, northern Afghanistan, yesterday another earth tremor, quite a bit of damage. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on them. Allah Ta'ala grant them siha, afia, protect them, grant them health and so forth. One side they got Pakistan, one side they got Iran, one side they got India and all that. So they're not very comfortable with all this, and then natural disasters also. So this earth tremor could be felt right there in Kabul and those places there. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. So now remember that they're entering the shutdown in America in the second month. 1 month finished and now the second month they started. So thousands and thousands of flight operators and all of them are not getting paid. And many of them are just sending in letters of, we are ill, we are sick, medical, you see that. Because they say we're not getting paid, why the hell should we go there and work and so forth. So those are the Americans, your Republicans of Trump and the Democrats of Biden, all sides haramis. So if you are going to New York, you are going to Chicago, you're going to Texas, then you must be ready for long, long delays. You must remember a big chaos day in America, and the shutdown has caused so millions of people are impacted negatively, and thousands and millions have not been paid. So now you have Netanyahu, you see, Benjamin, he changed his name, if you know his history, his surname and so forth, you see, Benjamin Binyamin, like, to make it more sound more Jewish, and Netanyahu. If you analyze the word Netanyahu in Arabic, Netan Yahu, he is a stinking person. Netan means to stink. Ya, vocative, who, pronoun. So he is the guy, the stinking guy. Pakka harami, war criminal, and he doesn't know what to do. So you must remember that. So his son is sitting in Miami. And he doesn't take part in the war and fighting Hamas and all that. And the Israeli taxpayer has to pay his bill of thousands and thousands of dollars for the rental, water, light, food, sitting on his laurels, thinking of Hadi the Harami. So what he does, the Zahir, now they had a big World Zionist Conference there, you see, in Israel. 1,400 delegates come. So he, Netanyahu, is forever looking for something crooked. And his wife is just like him, Sarah, you see that. So they said, our son Yair is there in America. He needs to get the high post today, and we give all the, you know, new portfolios to people and so forth. So you must get a good post and a good wages. So anyway, the World Zionist Movement, and that gave him a kick up his backside. They told him nothing for you and no big job for you and no big wages for you. Other words, you must go back to Israel and you must go and fight and join the army. How is that smack in the face for father, mother and son? The cursed nation, you must remember. Nigeria. So now Trump is trumpeting away the Muslim, the Islamists, and the jihadists, and the Muslims are killing the Christians there, you must remember, in Nigeria. We will come in, and so forth. So some politicians in Nigeria said, we welcome it, but you can't do any unilateral moves. You have to do it in consultation with us, and so forth. But you must remember that all these organizations, those Boko Haram and Shabab and all ISIS and all, go and study the history of it. Who's financing them? Who established them? It's not Muslims. So we ourselves are against them. You must remember that. It's you. when Hillary Clinton was running for elections 2016 and so forth against Trump. So she admitted and said that who formed all these organizations? We formed it, see that. So Hillary Clinton blurted it out and it's on the court. So she's another harami, crooked person, just like her husband and so forth and so on. And if you go to the bigger story, you will know it is Mossad's fingers are there. You see that they will attack the Christians and then the blame must go on the Muslims. Just like 9/11 and so many other incidents of theirs. So they are getting caught with their pants down. You must remember that. Now in Makkah and so forth, you see, they're testing something new from today. They have big, big places. They call them sirens. So the sirens will go off at particular time in Makkah, in Riyadh, in Tabuk, and so forth. Now you see, if you read that, you won't understand the underlying factor. So he, MBS, knows that 2025 is ending. Next year is 2026. So what's going to happen? We're coming nearer and nearer to the 2030. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin, Vision 2030. Then nearer to 2034, the World Cup. So now these are all measures they are taking, that if there is a slight cause for panic, so remember the panic buttons will go on, the sirens will go on, and then all of you must be vigilant and you must be alert and you must know danger is leaking around Makkah. So that is the main place. So I see that they didn't speak of Medina, but anyway they spoke of Riyadh. That is the capital of the Najdis. Najd means Riyadh. You must remember Qasim and Ail and that. Tabuk, why Tabuk? Because there they got Neom, that fantasy city, and he wants to put up stadiums, they high up in the air and so forth and so on. So that is what's happening there with these Najdis Wahhabis. The king charged to strip Andrew of all his titles, you see, the last one, the military title also. That is what Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. So he is humiliated, disgraced. His wife Sarah, wife meaning ex-wife. So all of them in big problems now and so forth. What humiliation? Because he was busy with his rifle there, the Lolita. And you must remember the palace on earth, they call it paradise on earth. Epstein, ask Clinton, ask Bill Gates, ask MBS, all their names, ask Trump, the harami, raping 13, 14-year-old girls there and becomes the president of America. So you can just see what messes are. The masses in America are asses to vote for such a harami in person. Now they're seeing what the fools they were. So Trump to host Julani is the leader president in Syria. So he's going to butter him up and tell him, we will help you, but you must then join the Abrahamic Accord. And then I'll tell Israel they will not attack you and so forth and so on. So our Muslims and our Arab leaders, majority of them fall in the same trap. You must remember that. So they will never accept you as an equal. They'll accept you when they are dominant and you are their slave and servant. So you don't expect much from the Julani, J-E-W, I spell his name like that. So American aid to Cuba after they have the big, big problems there in Cuba. You see that Havana and that. So they say they're not giving it to the Cuban government, the millions and billions. They're giving it to the Roman Catholic Church and they will distribute all the aid and so forth. Let's come to South Africa. Now, you know, in 2-3 weeks' time, South Africa will be hosting the G20 summit here in Johannesburg. But now in the weekend, there were so many strikes, there were so many protests against the water crisis and crises in Johannesburg. Some people 7 weeks, some people 2 months, 3 months, no water. Some people get water intermittently. What the hell are you guys doing, Mareru? So you, your mayor and ANC guys and all that. So remember, a disgrace it is for them. So Mareru is under big pressure. He's supposed to be the mayor, but they want to kick him out also for the G20. In Limpopo, they told all the politicians, no manzi, no vote. We don't give us water, we don't vote for you. That's the right thing to do. That you must give them ultimatums. You want to treat us like rubbish, we will fix you up and kick you out of office. You see that? So I agree with that. How can for weeks and weeks and months and years, some places you go to Hammanskraal and go and see for how many years the water is a big problem there and so forth. Real incompetence and corruption and so forth. Now you must remember there's a new phenomenon coming up, you see that. And the big, big malls and the big, big supermarkets. You know, yeah, Junaid Mota, that I passed there yesterday, you see. I went Saturday to visit my sister and that in Trichardt. And I slept there and I came back yesterday. And then Zohar time after that had to perform Nikah and so forth. Anyway, then we did Q&A, all with Allah's help and mercy. When I passed that mall there yesterday, Junaid, that, what do you call, last quarter? Lens quarter. So lens quarter, the thing was packed, I'm telling you. And they had all smart cars there, you see that? Exotic cars, I don't know to who it belonged, but I just saw that. I don't go inside, So they were very busy. So now there's a new phenomenon going around. And that is some supermarkets will tell you that they're 100% halal. And they will have ABC, XYZ organization to tell you we have certified them. So we're going to discuss all this today between 8:30 and 9 with Mohan Zahid Khan. Remember, we have no confidence in all this, and I will never advise any one of you to buy your meat or chicken from these outlets and so forth. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, will be the report back, our trip to Niger. Wonderful trip, you can listen to that. And tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah al-Aziz, live between 8 and 10. Barakallahu feekum, Ma Salim Kareem and the team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.